Lecture topic, Shukr on the favours of ilm.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We often hear the ayat of the Qur'an Sharif being mentioned. We might mention it many times ourselves. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah Ta'ala says, if you are grateful to me, then I will increase my favours upon you. So the favours that we make shukr for, whatever material favours, that's definitely also something to make shukr for. But how many times we've made shukr for the favor of ilm? And for example, now that we've come back after a break, back to madrasa, so what heart do we return with? So is it a heart filled with shukr that Allah Ta'ala brought us back to now engage ourselves in acquiring ilm and be in that environment of knowledge, in the environment of where amal on that knowledge becomes easier and helps us to cultivate this zeal for ilm and amal in our hearts if we put our heart and mind to it. So now this is the important aspect now, that to come back with the heart filled with shukr. One is naturally a person left home, so maybe he is feeling a bit sad now that he's now left his family, his home and come. But if the heart is sadness of why I came, and that's the total opposite of what the heart's condition should be. The little sadness at being parted from family, etc., is understood. But not sadness of having come back to ilm. That should be a heart filled with shukr. Allah Ta'ala brought me back to something beyond what I can imagine. So the shukr is what then opens the doors. So to be very, very deeply grateful to Allah Ta'ala, consciously, and to express it. Express it verbally also. Express it with some amal. Amal, minimum at least 2 rakats nafil, the niyat of salatu shukr, and expressing the shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, you brought me back to the environment of ilm, to acquiring ilm, which is greater than even involvement in the nawafil, the whole night, the hajj the person can perform is such a great ibadat. But the ilm, for the purposes that ilm has been revealed, to connect ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, that ilm is even greater. So now, to be conscious of this, to express that shukr, and then the most important part of that shukr is that then this opportunity Allah has given us to use that in the way it should be used. The time that we have been afforded, that time must be dedicated for what it's meant to be. Our heart and mind must be focused towards what we have come for. And whatever other distractions may have come in the way, to clear our heart and mind of that, even make salatu tawbah, istighfar, and clear the path so that there's no obstacle in the path of acquiring this knowledge. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.